an interesting visit this is, because it's all about stolen wages. Who's going to fill us in and give us some background on this?
Well, I suppose stolen wages refers to the set-up monies being deposited with the Aboriginal Protection Board, which basically was set up to control the movement of Aborigines in New South Wales. And a lot of employers were required to send money or part of the wages or endowment money to the Aboriginal Protection Board, and they'd administer it on behalf of Aboriginals.
Yes.
Now, when the board was dissolved after the Aboriginals got the vote in about 1967, the monies were never actually returned. They just disappeared into general revenue.
Right.
And it's only since about 2002 or 3 that the matter came to light, and this scheme has developed, which is called the Aboriginal Trust Fund Repayment Scheme.
Okay, and what period of time are we talking about here? How many years are we looking at, roughly?
Well, we are looking at only at the period from 1909 to 1968 or 69.
Still a fair, you know, you're looking at 60 years.
You are. It's it encompasses a lot of direct claimants, their parents and grandparents.
This must surely be a very, very difficult process in as much as trying to track down, you know, who was paid what and who would be entitled to any payments today. I mean, how are you going about doing that, for goodness sake?
Well, luckily we're not in that position. We're just collecting the claim forms and we're trying to get as many before the 31st of May because that's the cut-off date, and it's very important that people realise that the scheme isn't going to be extended any further.
This is it, finished.
This is it. That's right. It was going to finish at the end of December last year, but they did extend it to the end of May this year. But we've got word that, you know, this is going to be the final extension.
And also for an opportunity for people to apply as descendant claimants. So if their mothers, fathers or grandparents work in the area before 1969, there's also the opportunity for those people to apply.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what I was inferring when I said, you know, you guys aren't doing it, but somehow or other this all has to be traced back, doesn't it?
Well, there are a lot of records. The records from the Department of Aboriginal Affairs are now lodged with the State Archives, and they've got offices in Sydney and the Rocks and somewhere else. So there are a lot of records. Of course, a lot of mission records and other things have gone missing or been destroyed. What is going to happen is that the people who are administering the scheme say that people or direct claimants will now be paid about a flat amount of $11,000 as long as there is some record of some monies being paid in on their behalf.
Okay, yes, all right. I mean, you'd have to have some sort of standard figure, wouldn't you? I mean, otherwise you'd be chasing this forever, or the people involved would be chasing it forever, surely.
Well, that's right. Although this is only, they've only changed their stance on this in the last couple of months, and people, for example, who've been paid out in recent years, less than $11,000 will be topped up to that amount.
Do you have any idea as to what numbers are involved?
Well, the number of people who've claimed to date, or as of I think maybe not 2008, seem to have been less than 2,000. So the so probably, you know, a lot more people could claim than have claimed to date.
Okay. And there's also there was also a list that's been floating around with names on it for a few years. So a lot of Aboriginal people are thinking that if their names or their grandparents' names or great grandparents' names aren't on that list, they're not able to claim. But they are able to come in and do the applications and go through the process as well. Because there's been one list that I'm aware of that's been floating around. But people still should come in and apply for it.
Okay.
Even if their parents' names or grandparents' names haven't, or their names haven't appeared on the list.
Sure. All right. Well, you're in Broken Hill. What happens now? You.
Well, we're going to be at the community centre today at Beryl Street from 11:30 onwards. So as many people should come along as possible. We've got the forms to be filled out, although we should let people know too that forms can be downloaded from the website of the Aboriginal Trust Fund Repayment Scheme.
Okay.
And yeah. And people can also contact legal aid offices throughout New South Wales.
Yes.
And receive help and forms. And obviously people need to do that as soon as possible. The other thing I'd just like to add is that whilst it's good to have a birth certificate to send along with an application, people should not think, oh, I haven't got a birth certificate, I'll have to wait and get one, because that can take weeks. People just need to put the minimum information they have on the forms to get them in before the 31st of May, and then new information can always be sent in later on.
Okay.
So even if people want to, if the descendant claims and people want to claim for their parents or grandparents, those people need to bring two IDs for themselves,
okay.
Two forms of identification. So it might be a Medicare card and a license, or a pension card, or a birth certificate. Like Matthew was just saying, but we need two forms of ID just to submit with the applications.
Yeah, and is the application an involved process?
No, it's a very simple form. They've got one form just gives the applicant's details, and the other form just gives information about the deceased relative, perhaps their mother and father, where they may have worked, often the names of stations, if people can remember. But again, that's not critical at this stage.
No.
So the forms can be, you certainly don't need a lawyer.
No. Okay. Fairly straightforward process.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So
one of the other things too that was that people, there seems to be a couple of misconceptions, is that they think that stolen wages has something to do with the stolen generations, and although it does, it's still, you know, people who weren't stolen and who worked in the area are still able to claim.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So anyone who worked, basically. Yeah.
Well, it's also child endowment, and I guess that comes into the scenario where, as Rick was saying, that endowment money for children might have been collected either by a mission manager or other heads of organisations, and then maybe the persons and mothers received less in terms of food vouchers or whatever than they should have received, and those monies could also have been sent to the Department of Aboriginal or the Aboriginal Protection Board. So not just wages.
Okay.